Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's been a while, everybody. It's great to be back with you, though, that's for sure. Last couple of days, for the first time since March, life seemed almost real again for me, as since last Wednesday, since we talked, obviously we were together briefly on Wednesday afternoon, and right after Virginia Tech basketball, I had called the Navy George Washington game on Wednesday afternoon as well. It was the start of a very busy week for yours truly. Yes, there was an amazing Thanksgiving meal at Shirley Joyce's house. She is tremendous. Always makes sure I'm full when I walk away from the table. My boys were in for dinner. Hadn't seen them in a while, which is great. Love to see. It's hard when your kids are old enough to leave the nest and actually be real people and adults and working hard. And you know, when you're a coach, obviously, right now, there's a dead period for them because nobody can go out and recruit. And they're talking about that dead period going now until June. So, if that is the case, you know, maybe I might see them once a month. This might be okay. But it was great to see them. And obviously, you know, you keep the gathering small so you can reduce the risk of all this terrible COVID stuff that, you know, obviously in the state. I mean, you look around where I live in Maryland, cases are up, though the last couple of days have been good. Those numbers starting to trend back down a little bit. So wear your mask, do the best you can. So even if you don't want to protect yourself, you want to protect others out there right now. It's the end of that talk. Now, the food, good. At some point, I'm going to talk to Mullins and Brock about their Thanksgiving meals. We'll talk about them. And as a request on Twitter, I think Mullins and I are going to do this week. I just found another new Pop-Tart flavor, chocolatey churro. So maybe we can talk later this week about Pop-Tart flavors and your favorite Pop-Tart flavors. But as we start things off on a Monday, we have to start with Thanksgiving Day on the football field. Oh, yeah. The fourth quarter was great. Watching the Washington football team look like the better coached football team, the team playing with a clue, and a team that actually beat Dallas again on Thanksgiving. It doesn't happen much. Relish in it. Love it. The Giants now going to be without Daniel Jones for a couple of weeks. It looked like his hamstring blew up yesterday. Colt McCoy is now in charge of their playoff fortunes. How about that for irony? Didn't look great when he came in the game, but the Giants did enough, though, to still stave off a Bengals team that was playing with Brandon Allen, who hadn't played a quarterback. So the Giants won. That's all that matters. They're in first place because they swept Washington. Think about this. If Washington had just split with the Giants, they'd be in first place right now, pending Philadelphia's obvious result tonight. But Washington would have 5 wins, irregardless of what Philadelphia did. See, I use that word again. There's a guy on Twitter that hates it when I use irregardless. It's almost, well, yeah, it's almost like that word we used to buzz out here in the afternoons. But, you know, it doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter what Philadelphia does tonight. I mean, Philadelphia is capable on their best effort of beating Seattle because Seattle's defense has struggled. But right now, that's what we're hoping for. Washington has to hope for other teams to lose. You're still not quite in charge of your destiny. But it was so good to watch. You have to admit, when Mike McCarthy got so desperate, I mean, you're down 4 points. You could throw a bomb to Amari Cooper at any time and get one play if you wanted to. And you run a fake punt inside your 30-yard line. Yes, I know the guy was briefly open. Because at first, Danny Johnson, and this is, it only, when you run a fake punt and someone's going to throw the ball who's not experienced at it, all you have to do is discourage the play for a brief second and that person's going to run the ball. Danny Johnson didn't stay with the receiver long, but he did briefly enough to make the guy that was getting ready to throw it run it. The rush was terrific, kept contained. And Dallas's downfall began. And then, but more importantly, in years past, Washington would, you know, run 3 dive plays and would kick a field goal and you still only be up a touchdown. Then Dallas would get the ball back and Dallas would go down and score a touchdown and tie the game. No! Antonio Gibson delivered the sledgehammer. Morgan Moses and Wes Schweitzer on the left side delivered the sledgehammer to the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. Took their turkey, took their stuffing, took their mashed potatoes, cranberry, everything. Just pulled their tablecloth right off the table and put all the food on the ground. It was great to be that team for once. Usually it's the other way around, but not this year. Yeah, Ron Rivera and company are still a ways away from where they want to be. But you know what? For once, it looked good to be that football team. It looked good to be the team that made the other team cry on Thanksgiving Day. That made the other team look ridiculous for doing desperate things. And Antonio Gibson, stock continues to rise. But more importantly, just when we think we could not love Terry McLaurin enough, just when we think we could not love 17 enough, young fella hustles down Jalen Smith, prevents touchdown, they kick field goal, they don't tie the game, they never got even. Because Terry McLaurin said, I am not going to let him score. One of the offensive linemen kind of like waved at him like he was going to block him as he went by. Terry went, phoom! And he ran him down. And Jalen Smith can run, folks. Jalen Smith, even coming back from the injury, Jalen Smith can still run. So it's not like he was some big, oafy lineman that was running with the football that Terry ran down. Jalen Smith is a hell of an athlete. And Terry McLaurin ran him down. So just when you did not think you had any more room to welcome 17 into your football heart, he may be the guy that finally stands alongside Sean Taylor in our hearts as Washington football fans. Because I've never seen so much excitement for an individual player here in D.C. Yeah, we've seen guys for a couple of games. Even in the preseason, everybody loves Darnarian McCants. Everybody loves Marcus Mason. Those fellas never got to the field, though, in, you know, significant times to help win games. McCants briefly on the regular season roster for a while. But nothing like this. We have never loved a player the way we love Terry McLaurin since Sean Taylor left here. We have waited for a player like this. We have waited for a player to stand up for this franchise, to be accountable, to be loved, to do things that we don't think are possible on the football field. We watch Sean Taylor blow up player after player. We watch Sean Taylor blow up punters. We watch Sean Taylor play with amazing effort on the football field. That's what Terry McLaurin is doing. He plays with incredible effort. He speaks softly. So did Sean Taylor. Terry McLaurin doesn't seek it out. He shows up when they ask him to, answers the questions, win or lose, maturely from the media, and clearly channels the energy that his coaches ask him to play with. And perhaps he is the first guy that will allow us to fall in love with an individual player again in that uniform, because he is exhibiting the traits on the offensive side that we used to associate with Sean Taylor. Play hard as heck. Do everything you possibly can to win the football game, as evidenced by his play running down Jalen Smith. And how ironic is it that we're not even talking about a catch? We're talking about a play where he chased down a guy who intercepted his quarterback. And he ran him down. That's how much winning means to him. We haven't had many guys like that. We haven't had many guys like that. Maybe it is a true sign that the roster and the team is starting to head in a positive direction. Let's hope that it continues, because you look on the horizon, oh yeah, that's that shadow of the big black and gold coming up on Sunday. Reality bites sometimes. And there's no question this roster is not as good as the one they will face on Sunday. But you know what? You can at least feel they're going to give a great effort, do the best they can. And you know what? With the Steelers chaos because of the Ravens over the last couple of weeks here, if they do actually play this game tomorrow and have an incredibly short week to play on this week, maybe for once, one of these balls bounces Washington's way. Some of this chaos bounces Washington's way. Interestingly enough, despite all the tingly feeling we got from Thanksgiving Day, we talked to Tom Lavera at 5 o'clock, terrific column in the Washington Times, about whether any of this really means anything because of, you know, ownership and potential new stadium they want to build, and all of that is still in a state of flux. We'll talk with Tommy about that at 5. Logan Paulson will join us to break things down at 3:35 this afternoon. Get his thoughts on the Thanksgiving Day feast against the Dallas Cowboys. But do you agree or disagree that Terry McLaurin may finally be the guy that can stand? Because nobody replaces Sean Taylor to the modern Washington football fan, nor should they. See, those of us who are a little bit older, we have Rigaud. We have Joe Theismann. We have Art Monk, Daryl Green, the Hogs, Doc Walker, Otis Wansley, Clint Didier, Donnie Warren. You know, we have all those guys. They're ours. But for those of you that are a little younger, like in the Grant Paulson era, you don't have that. You weren't here. You can't share that with us. We have those guys. They're ours forever. Right here under my left breast. That's right. That's where the heart is. They're all right there. Maybe Terry McLaurin now joins Sean Taylor in the modern 2000 Washington fan. Maybe now you have another guy. You had 21, and maybe you now have 17. Do you agree? 1-800-636-1067. That's how you reach us here on the AAA Always On Call listener line. Let's talk about it now right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. BetQL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.com. NFL yesterday, we saw the good, we saw the bad. You take them both and there you have the facts of life. Kansas City and Tampa, thank you for the good entertainment. We take Patrick Mahomes for granted every time we watch him play football. And Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman and Travis Kelce. They are oozing with ability, oozing with talent, fun to watch. Buccaneers defense is solid. Kansas City carved them up for 359 in the first half through the air. Holy cow. Tom Brady and company made it close late, but the Chiefs just kind of a, hey, I'm just going to scramble here. I'm going to turn to my left. I'm going to keep running to my left, and I'm just going to flick it with my wrist. Game over as they throw to convert the last first down. Tampa unable to stop the clock at that point. Kansas City goes on for another victory. That was the good. And then we have the bad. We had last night in primetime the Bears. And it is impossible to go back and you just have to understand. And it's not just a GM. It's everybody within the organization. And I watch college football, as you all know, at an incredible level. To this day, I will never understand what the Bears saw on film that would have made them move up to take Mitch Trubisky over others who were drafted behind him in that draft. Now, granted, Mitch hasn't played. He's been in and out of the lineup. And it's unfair to critique players who don't play a whole lot. They try hard. They're not trying to lose the game. But in terms of executing the game, what on earth? How could so many people? Look, if you're a coach, and you should have assistant coaches that counter some of the things you say just to make you think. If you're a general manager, you should have scouts and people underneath of you that should stand up in the room and say, sir, do you really think that's a good move? Or ma'am, do you really think that's a good move, depending on who's in charge? Because how could you, with a right mind, stand in that room when the Bears go, hey, we're gonna give up assets, we're going to move up, we're going to take Mitch Trubisky right now. How could you stand in that room and go, yes, boss, that was a great move? How could you do that? Because now the Bears were desperate. They played, you know, they started with Trubisky, then they went to Foles. Now they're back to Trubisky. And they're going, and that's not a bad football team in a lot of respects. They just don't have the head of the snake. They're the snake that just keeps winding around, looking and just going in every direction. But they don't have the head to guide them. They're a quarterback away from being a much better football team. That defense is not terrible, and yet they just, because of the quarterback, can't stay in games against good people. Just can't stay in games against good people. I mean, it's a show. It's a show. And for everybody that worked in that room, if you didn't stand up and say, boss, do you really think we should do that? I'd love to know if people did that. You can't be afraid to challenge. You don't. There's a difference between challenging authority and questioning authority. And for the good of the organization, it's okay to challenge authority just to make them think, before we make this big decision, is this truly the direction we want to go? Because it has wrecked that franchise from a couple of years of what I think could have been better than average football. And then we have the Denver Broncos. Pandemic 2020 football, outside of games being canceled like they are on the college level, postponed on the NFL level, and moved around to different weeks, what happened with the Denver Broncos is just crazy. The fact that none of their quarterbacks were able to play. Kendall Hinton came in, and God bless him. You know, he played some quarterback at Wake. He tried. And to try and get ready in such a short window to play a team like the New Orleans Saints, if nothing on the field this year shows you just how wacky Pandemic 2020 football has been, it's this situation. It's this situation with the Broncos. It's the situation we're trying to figure out with the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think anybody knows whether they're going to play tomorrow. And the thing about it is, for those of you talking forfeit out there, there will be no forfeit. If there's a forfeit, then Pittsburgh's players don't get a game check. They got to play to get a game check. Unless they, you know, work something out, that game's not going to be forfeited. Because the Steelers want the paycheck. They don't care what's happening with Baltimore in terms of whether they're going to play or not. They just want to make sure they get that game check. Ravens players want the game check. So that's the bad of what we saw this weekend in the National Football League. Next, our man Snoop Dogg. There's no one in entertainment that is quite as versatile as Snoop is. The boxing commentary on Saturday. By the way, if you think that was a draw, of course we talk about boxing decisions, but for what little bit of fight there was, Mike won that fight. That was not a draw. But Snoop was terrific. We need more Snoop. What network is going to step up for Snoop? Somebody has to step up and bring Snoop to the table. Because I think he'd be highly entertaining. I think he'd be great in basketball. I think he'd be great in football. A couple of years ago, set up a tournament out in California. And I know at least one team here from our area went out and played in it. A youth football tournament out there. Snoop loves sports, and I want more Snoop. Maybe he could have been the answer on Monday Night Football. I think the group they have right now is actually pretty good, but you're going to bring the casual fan to the table with Snoop in the booth. So even if he only does it on a part-time basis for big events or something like that, more Snoop. Please bring him back to my television set. I might be encouraged one day to pay $50 and stop looking for the crazy workarounds to get these events. But please, more Snoop. Please bring him back to my television. And finally, what a great weekend for women in sports. Yes, Sarah Fuller's team is terrible, and they had no kickers, so it pressed the Vanderbilt soccer goalie into duty, and her kickoff was as coached to her to bloop it down the right side of the sideline. And that was the only kick she got because Vanderbilt is terrible. The next day, ironically, they fired their coach. So on a weekend where Vanderbilt's getting all this great publicity, they turn around and fire their coach the next day. And I think Derek Mason is a great defensive coordinator. I think he's, he's a guy that would have stuck it out there at Vanderbilt. But Vanderbilt foolishly thinks they're somebody else in the SEC. And as long as they want to play the Harvard of the SEC, they are never going to win on the same level as the other teams. James Franklin gave them a brief glimpse of what 7 wins looks like, or 8 wins looks like. But with their current situation, they are never going to compete with the big teams in the SEC. If they were smart, they'd somehow try to get out of there. But wait. They want that big $46 million check that comes at the end of every year from the Southeastern Conference. So they're going to stick it out, and another coach is going to put his reputation on the line now and go there. You know, the Lance Leopold of Buffalo, the guy at Coastal Carolina. You know, maybe another App State coach can go out there. You know, we've got 2 that are out there at other programs now. So be it. But for all the great publicity Vanderbilt was getting because of Sarah Fuller, they then shankopotamused it the next day by firing Derek Mason. You could have at least waited till the end of the season, for goodness sakes, in this pandemic 2020 situation. They've only got another game or 2 left. What would it have hurt to let him coach the game? Plain and simple. It's the year of the ladies. We've got a baseball general manager, Sarah Fuller's kicking in a Division I football game, And my girl Courtney Brooks last night won the Open Handicap at Rosecroft for the second straight week with Precision Blue Chip, who has 11 wins this year. He had three in his career previous to this season. What a job by the ladies here in 2020. They have found a way to persevere despite the pandemic and all the clouds around it. We'll get to your phone calls next. AAA Always On Call listener line. Thoughts on the Thanksgiving feast, obviously, by Washington, and now they wait and watch the chaos to see if they'll play the Steelers on Sunday. We know now they're going to play San Francisco and Arizona. And they've got a game with Philadelphia still to come. The Giants, who they're tied with in the division, though the Giants have the tiebreaker, will be turning to Colt McCoy, certainly in the short term, with a hamstring issue with Daniel Jones. Are you feeling it? And what do you feel about Terry McLaurin? Is he a guy that we, you know, hold in that high regard? Sean Taylor was probably more highly regarded than Clinton Portis, even a Santana Moss, a Chris Cooley. Is Terry McLaurin qualifying for that status now with this team? 1-800-636-1067. That's how you reach us here on the AAA Always On Call listener line. You and me till 6 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
1-800-636-1067. That's how you reach us here on 106.7 The Fan. AAA Always On Call. Listener line is always on call for you. Let's get out to the phones, get started here on this Monday. Ed in Bladensburg, you're on 106.7 The Fan. What's up, E?
Hey, what's going on, Pete? How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, especially after watching that beatdown on our little brothers of the Cowboys.
It was terrific to watch.
It was very good to watch. It was so terrific that, you know, the last time I remember us beating the Cowboys two times in 1 year was actually RG3's season. And people were trying to compare to see if that one was better than this one. I said, look, these two this year are overall better because of the plus 47 that we standed when we beat them. I don't think I ever remember Washington being close to having close to a plus 50 at the end of a season of beating on the Cowboys. They still have a chance to even sweep the Eagles, and I don't remember the time that we even did that. But I just want to say this team is trending up, even with the 4-7 record. And I say that because you just see more fight, more grit, and they don't give up like the years past. There were so many games this year, like you mentioned earlier about the Giants game, that, look, they should have won both of those, at least one of them, but if anything, both of those. And you wouldn't be sitting here hoping for other teams to lose or other teams to beat teams that you need to get in. But I really think that we're heading in a different direction. And to speak on Terry McLaurin, man, look, the person I remember kind of sold him when I was growing up was Darryl Green. He was still in the game when I was young. But my dad brought me up watching the Washington football team. And he was kind of that last person from that early era when I was born, but, you know, kind of sort of before I was a teenager. But Terry McLaurin is definitely a stud, man. And I wish people even gave Antonio Gibson more, you know, national news, because the guy got me 36.6 points in fantasy. The Washington defense got me 17 points. And Terry McLaurin alone got me 16, 17 points. So that, just before the week even started with football on Sunday, I had 70 points just from the Washington team alone. That's the type of performance I had on Sunday. And Roman Reigns is a heck of a coach, and this team is going to get better and better. And I cannot wait for the years of 11 or 12 wins to come.
Ed, appreciate the call. And you're right. I mean, look, Antonio Gibson's a bona fide touchdown scorer. You know, this team, and I tweeted this on Thursday. They were remember the times when you know, we just ran people into the line down in the red zone and inside the five, and bang, they just run into the back of the line. They would never cross the goal line. They would never break the plane. We'd have to settle for a field goal. That doesn't happen right now. Antonio Gibson gets in the end zone. We have people that score touchdowns. Still not scoring as many points in a game as we'd like without a team falling apart, because Dallas did contribute to that 41 points with some suspect play in the fourth quarter. But it was great. It was great to see Washington actually take advantage of that, because in years past, it didn't happen. Let's go to Bill in North Carolina. Bill, you're on 106.7 The Fan. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me on board. I was smiling when you were describing the Bears. It kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it?
It does.
So many years. Hey, you touched on the MMA. I try to stay away from those guys because it seems like half of them don't know how to throw a punch. They throw it with their arms, and it's not like watching Joe Frazier to watch those guys. It's kind of like somebody set off a stink bomb in a girl's locker room half the time. So they'll throw some punches for 5 seconds, and then they roll around making love for the next 5 minutes. If I see a fight break out in a bar, I don't want to watch two guys roll around on the floor all day. So anyway, it never thrilled me too much to watch those guys. But anyway, on this COVID situation, to look at the bigger picture, I know when baseball was on, everybody in the media was screaming when some of the Phillies and some of the Fish were getting sick, and they were saying, you know, shut down the season, and this is irresponsible and all the rest of it. It seems like the NFL is getting a free pass. And I sure as heck don't want to see the season close up, but still, I'm wondering if we're getting close to joke zone when you have guys like Lamar. I don't mind guys on the practice squad getting ill, but if you have quarterbacks out, if you have this situation in Denver, I mean, this isn't an asterisk. This is getting to the point where even I'm at the point where I'm saying, hey, maybe they should just fold up shop and call it even and pick it up next year. I mean, it just seems that some of this is downright unfair. It's just there's so many asterisks being thrown around at this point, I can't keep track of them. So I'm just wondering, are we getting into the twilight zone here, and should we just put it in an envelope and stamp it and call it even at this point and say and just move on and say, hey, let's pick it up next time? But I hate to go down this road, but when I'm seeing quarterbacks not starting and this type of thing, it just doesn't ring right, and I'm having trouble with the whole concept. But it just seems like the NFL at this point is getting a get-out-of-jail-free pass at this point, and as opposed to baseball, and it's not making sense to me. I mean, everybody seems to be looking the other way, so I don't know. It's just – I hate to see this go into joke stage, but it's not yet, but, boy, it's damn close. So, anyway, just wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you listening on radio.com down in North Carolina. Here's the thing to me. It's the National Football League is a business. It's billions and billions of dollars corporation. It's just like, in many cases, a restaurant right now that's not operating at full capacity. I mean, your restaurants in many places can only have 25% in some cases. Very small amounts of people that are coming in. Every dollar means something. Well, for the National Football League, for the players involved, the owners involved, the TV networks that are involved, all of that money means something to someone. So as a business at this point, you know, the Denver Broncos were a team whose, you know, employment roster was severely crippled this weekend because people were essentially out sick. They'd essentially called out sick. And you've got to still make something happen, just like a restaurant or a hospital. If a nurse or doctor gets sick, somebody's got to step in because in this case, for the business to keep going. In this case, you know, maybe this is Denver's punishment instead of a 6 or 7 figure fine, a loss of a draft pick, because the NFL has indeed gone that far now with teams that are having COVID. I mean, I can't even imagine what Baltimore's penalty is going to be at this point for a staff member blatantly disregarding protocols, the most fundamental protocols. You know, look, sometimes you can't help it if you walk in the wrong area when you leave the facility and you end up near someone who allegedly has COVID or something. That can be bad luck. You know, when a player leaves the facility, goes home, goes back to his apartment complex or housing neighborhood, wherever he lives, and you end up coming in contact with somebody, and via contact tracing, you get pegged here. But this is a strength and conditioning guy blatantly violating the protocols that the league set forth. And with already with what we've seen, fines for like the Raiders and Saints. Yeah, I mean, sure, Baltimore may play tomorrow night without Lamar Jackson, but they still have Robert Griffin III. He's a serviceable quarterback. Denver would have loved to have had RG3 yesterday. But I can't imagine what the eventual penalty is going to be to Baltimore. An organization, by the way, that is as good as it gets in the National Football League at running itself. And yet someone felt they were above the protocols. You know, I mean, read Mike Preston's column in the Baltimore Sun, and he's right. You know, somebody's got to pay the price. You know, they said that guy was disciplined. No, he should be fired. He should be fired. He put the entire organization at risk. Put the entire organization at risk. Not just himself. Look, I mean, we all make bad decisions that put ourselves at risk at some points in our lives. We all do it. We make dumb decisions. You know, we make dumb decisions that after we do it, you know, it's kind of revisionist history, but we wish we could go back and undo some things, make better decisions, do things over again. But when you put the entire organization at risk the way their strength and conditioning guy did, he should be out of there. Out of there. Not just disciplined, out of there. Because he violated the most simple thing. Put a mask on. Didn't do it. We don't like doing it. The only time when I go to the arena now to broadcast a game, I broadcasted three men's games and a women's game this weekend. The only time in the building I could not, you know, I could take the mask off was when I was actually doing the play-by-play. In the halftime when I wasn't talking, put the mask on. Props, by the way, to the folks at George Mason yesterday. Had a great conversation with Athletic Director Brad Edwards. Maureen, Zach, all the PR people over there could not have been better. Tremendous facility as always at Eagle Bank Arena to do a game. Did two games at the University of Maryland this weekend. They had us in a suite. It was unbelievable. Sean Ellamy and company, props to you. Appreciate all your hospitality. Got to spend about 30 minutes with Jolly Holiday. Just amazing conversation. One of the world's greatest, just a true gem. And our folks at Navy did an amazing job on Wednesday and then Saturday night with football. But we've got to, if they tell you to wear the mask, wear the stupid mask. Because the Ravens wouldn't be having a lot of this chaos that they're having as to trying to play the Steelers tomorrow night. Plain and simple. That guy should be fired. 1-800-636-1067. AAA Always On Call listener line. That's your line. Your chance to jump in right now. Coming up later on, 5 o'clock, Tom Lavero. Great column about all this positive feeling about Washington, but there's still that one kind of black cloud out there. We'll talk about that with him coming up at 5 o'clock. Logan Paulson at 3:35. Your chance to shine on the AAA Always On Call listener line right now. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coming into the area. So be ready for that. So if you're going to be out there right now, please be careful. We've got a couple things we're working on this week, too. Trying to get Jared Patterson on the show. He's the running back from Buffalo that ran for 409 yards and 8 touchdowns Saturday. He's one of our guys here locally out of Pilate. Just an incredible performance. He's a junior, 5'9", maybe, and runs like the wind. He almost looks Darren Sproles-esque playing for Buffalo as they beat Kent in a battle of unbeatens in the MAC the other day, 70-41. Working on that. Try to get him on the show, talk about his humongous day coming up on Saturday. And it was, I mean, it was to watch that game. And I mean, I'd watched a couple of their games already, and I knew they were going to be pretty good. But, man, when you watch them, and their coach Lance Leopold is going to be a guy that gets mentioned for a lot of jobs in the offseason. I just hope he doesn't take a bad job. You know, don't take the – you know, you could take Vanderbilt's money, sure, but you could also be doing your coaching your coaching career a lot of harm by going to Vanderbilt. There are other jobs. South Carolina is available out there. I mean, we already got a handful of jobs. Already got a handful of jobs out there, which is kind of surprising to me in pandemic 2020. But, you know, if you don't think those people are your people, then you got to go in a different direction. I will be fascinated, and I know he's my guy, but I will be fascinated to see what Whit Babcock does at Virginia Tech. Does he give Justin Fuente more time to get this thing figured out? And it's not as if they were in a great place, by the way, when Frank Beamer left. They were already coming back to more of a reality, not necessarily that elite level they once were on. But right now, you know, as soon as other programs, you know, Virginia and Virginia Tech used to have the state of Virginia on lockdown. Nick Saban and Alabama came in there and started taking people like John Allen and them out of the state. And things changed. And a lot of that talent now, other people are finding that talent. And that it's going elsewhere. And they've got to figure out what to do now to get themselves back to the level that they were on. And both teams, unfortunately, are in a league that has one of those elite teams in Clemson in that league. And I think they're both hoping that Notre Dame gets out. I think North Carolina is going to be good as long as Sam Howell is there. And we'll see. We'll see if Virginia Tech can make it back to that elite level. Also working on trying to get Mike Young, the basketball coach from Virginia Tech, on sometime later this week. We were trying to get him today, but their plane leaving the bubble last night at Mohegan Sun, they didn't get out of there last night, so they're traveling today. They had the huge win over Villanova. Took that game on one day preparation and eventually won it against Villanova the other night in overtime. You heard it right here on 106.7 The Fan. Then you heard him turn right around next day and not avoid, or they were able to avoid the letdown, and they beat South Florida last night. So a couple of great wins for Mike Young, another terrific coach, did a wonderful job at Wofford for years. He's going to get Virginia Tech back going, I think, at an elite level there in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Another tough league to obviously get there, but right now they've got some young parts that are playing really good basketball, and you hear them right here on 106.7 The Fan. They did a heck of a job over the weekend. Logan Paulson joins us next hour. We're going to break down the Washington-Dallas Thanksgiving Turkey Day Fest. Washington pulling off the victory, a rare Thanksgiving Day victory in Dallas over the Cowboys. Your chance to shine on the AAA Always On Call listener line is there at 1-800-636-1067. Pete on Sports with you till 6 right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.